Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Awards podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 29th, 2025, and we have a great mix of awards headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Government of Japan honors Miami Friends of the Japanese Garden, president and former consulate employee. The Government of Japan recently honored Mr. Richard Del Vecchio, president of the Miami Friends of the Japanese Garden, with the Order of the Rising Sun, Gold and Silver Rays, for his contributions in promoting friendly bilateral relations between Japan and foreign countries. Additionally, Mr. Ernest Aguiar, a former employee of the Consulate General of Japan in Miami, received the Order of the Sacred Treasure, Silver Rays, for his distinguished achievements in public service. The conferment ceremony, held at the Consul General's official residence, was attended by their families, friends, and esteemed guests. Mr. Del Vecchio's efforts in promoting Japanese culture and products in South Florida, along with Mr. Aguiar's dedication to strengthening Japan-Florida relations, have been recognized and appreciated by the Government of Japan.
More than 150 hospitals nationwide recognized for comprehensive cardiovascular care. More than 150 hospitals nationwide have been recognized for their comprehensive cardiovascular care by the American Heart Association. These hospitals have been awarded the commitment to quality for their high performance in three or more clinical areas in the Get With The Guidelines program. By following evidence-based science and treatment guidelines, these hospitals are helping patients recover faster, avoid complications, and reduce the chances of returning to the hospital. This award highlights the dedication of healthcare teams to providing top-quality care and improving patient outcomes. To see the full list of award recipients, visit U.S. News & World Report by state. Learn more about the Get With The Guidelines program at heart.org/quality.
Nearly 5,000 organizations nationwide recognized for high-quality cardiovascular care. Nearly 5,000 healthcare and emergency response organizations nationwide are being recognized by the American Heart Association for their commitment to improving outcomes for those affected by heart disease, stroke, and related conditions. This year, 158 hospitals are receiving a new Commitment to Quality Award for high performance across multiple clinical areas. These awards are tied to the association's Get With The Guidelines program, which helps care teams use evidence-based science for treatment decisions. By following treatment guidelines, patients can recover faster and reduce their chances of complications. This year's honorees represent all 50 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and Guam. Learn more about the recipients and the program at heart.org/quality.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.